Here's your morning surf report with Eco Warrior James Pribram on KX93.5.
Eco Warrior, what's that all about? He came in this morning and says, "I'm the king of radio and you are the knight." What are you on about? What planet
you're the
are you
knight.
On? Have you been up all night worrying about this kind of stuff?
Oh, I'm as tired as you are. You know, I call Tyler the prince, I'm the king, and you're the knight.
You're
the British knight.
This is America, dude.
Yeah.
This is America.
You're the knight. You're a Brit.
We don't have kings or princes or knights and even warriors. I'm not sure about eco warrior.
I grew up more Euro, Brit. I mean, mom's from Belfast.
That's right. So I believe, yeah.
Father was, you know, raised in Berlin.
Yeah.
His whole family's from the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
I'm not that.
You're not that American, are you?
No. What? I have tea every afternoon with my folks. And people are like, "You have tea with your folks?"
You're actually, I'd actually like to see a green card. I'd like to see your documentation.
Hey, I just got back in the country. Let me in.
Oh, then you sound. Those guys at the TSA, they really know what they're doing.
Oh, man. Now there's all these new machines and people are struggling. It's weird because you fill out a new form to get into the States, and then you fill out the same form on this new machine.
Right.
So the first one you fill out on the plane is irrelevant. You don't even need it. But
no, when you get in, you do another one.
But
there's a thing called an ESTA or something. You and I don't have to worry about it, but my wife, because she's got a British passport, she has to have this whole document thing that she has to do when she's in Brit. I don't know, to go to the embassy, and I don't know what everybody's so scared of. Maybe it's 9/11.
I don't know. I don't know how it's possible for people to get into the States anymore with these new machines, because I went through customs in Phoenix, and you put your passport in there, it takes a photograph of you, thumbprint, the whole thing. It's pretty fancy stuff.
It is clever technology.
Like you on the radio.
But that's the thing about that, I think I made a joke about it, but that is actually the reason why we have all that stuff, isn't it? Because of 9/11. So shut up, Jason, and just put up with it. What are you doing? Have you got a weather report, surf report for us?
No, I just came here to, I'm squatting on your show. Okay. That's it.
All right, well, that's James Pribram's here, everyone. Eco Warrior and King of All Radio.
But actually, we're supposed to have a surf/weather report.
I'd appreciate it if you would do that, because I mean, I can see the weather's nice.
Yeah, why don't you give the little weather report portion for today?
Okay, why don't you say,
in the word,
let's go over to Jason, say this.
Let's go to the knight, the British knight of radio, Jason Fetty, with today's weather.
Hi, James. Today's weather is going to be nice. Back to you.
See, that's all you need.
Right?
We live in Laguna Beach. How much weather is there a report?
I know. Anybody could do that. It's a Lewis Black bit, isn't it, where he says, the best, easiest job in the world would be weather reporter in San Diego, California.
Yeah, we just say the sun came up this morning. It's going to go down tonight. And it's going to happen again tomorrow.
Yeah. Nice.
In between, it'll write its own story.
It is going to be a nice day. I know that you're going to give a weather report.
Yeah.
But do you know this?
What?
The phase of the moon at the moment.
No, see? That's why you do the weather now.
It's Waxing Gibbous.
Wow.
Which I always think would be a great name for a band.
I got one for you.
Go on.
What is the average-sized boat that circumnavigates the world?
The average-sized boat that circumnavigates the world?
Yes.
Like I know the answer to this question. Am I going to guess at this?
Yeah.
35 feet.
You got it!
No.
You got it!
Really?
35 feet!
Well, all right, there you go.
I just learned that in Sayulita, Mexico last week.
I could definitely pass the test of this.
That's it. Hey. Now you're the surf and weather guy.
Do you know what? We've talked too long. Let's play a record.
Okay.
I'll play a record. We'll come back and do the surf and weather.
Sounds all good. Right.
Everything that you felt is over. Oh. And every need you had is gone. Oh. Cause when I look back, it's always colder. Oh. Than any moment I'm standing on. Go back up. What I need now is pure love. I've tried to wait long enough. Oh, oh. From above comes the pure love. I've tried to wait long enough. Remember that time
Isn't that great? That's local music from Island Apollo on KX93.5. James Pribram is here. Hello, sir.
Hello. Wait, hey, that was a great song. Where are those guys from?
I don't know. We've had them at Sound the Sea. And there you go. That's a sea. James Pribram's really impressed.
And that's tonight.
It's tonight.
At the Marine Room.
See that link? See how I did that?
And you're going to be there.
I'm going to be there, man. Tonight's Well Hung Heart. They won the Orange County Music Award for Best Band.
Wow.
And Minus One Reality, who are the most, I keep saying this, the most requested local band at the moment on KX93.5.
Really?
So they're opening for them. It's going to be a heck of a night tonight at the Marine Room at 10 o'clock.
Wow. Well, I'll make sure to mention it tonight on my brand new show, Sold Out, from 7 to 8 o'clock. Tonight.
We're doing radio here.
Unscripted. Scripted.
I love it. All right, let's get to the bat, as my father would say.
All right. Well, we had a high tide this morning at 7:44 a.m., a 4.04, with a low tide this afternoon at 1:43 p.m., a 0.69. Today's weather is going to be sunny.
Surprise, surprise.
With a high of 77. We have light variable winds right now, which will pick up later out of the west, about 5 to 10 miles per hour. And we could see gusts up to 20 miles per hour today. Water temp about 62. Surface small, 1 to 2 occasional. Maybe occasional 3 foot. And southwest swell with a little mixture of west wind swell in there. But the big news is, this weekend we're going to see some big waves Sunday and Monday.
Right. I don't know. Obviously, I know nothing about surfing, but southwest swell sounds good. That's good, right?
Sounds important.
They say that's good, though. I've heard that. It's a southwest swell, dude. I've heard people say that. Like that.
Yeah. They don't know what they're talking about.
Bruh. Yeah. It's a southwest swell, bruh.
Yeah.
No?
They're like...
They're just talking.
Holding on to a phrase that they heard in, like, you know, some old surf movie. Times at Richmond High.
And 62 degrees. That sounds nice and warm to me.
It's not too bad, but with the west wind picking up in the afternoons, it's going to keep the water temp down. It'll probably drop a little bit down to 61, 60 tomorrow.
You don't care about that. You're a real man.
I'm a warrior.
You are. You just get your Wellington boots on and your big old Parker snorkel Parker coat and get on the board anyway.
Yeah, I wear my floaties, right. You know, so I don't go under, I don't drown, you know. But no, we have a big swell coming this Sunday and Monday. It should be exciting for people to watch and maybe even exhilarating for others to take part in our big waves coming.
Well, I'm not saying I'm going to take part, but I love to watch the surfers, man. It's pure Americana. And it's an incredible athletic thing that people do. And I don't mean to diss it, because a lot of surfers, well, they're bigger than me, frankly, aren't they? Listen, yeah. James Pribram, you're a champion surfer and an all-round good guy. And I'm really stoked to have you back in the country.
Always fun being here with you, buddy.
Have a good show tonight, 7 o'clock, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, see you then.
Thank you.
Cheers. Get inside.